want to see revival. I want to see God move among us. Let me just, maybe I just give this one point tonight. Remember that the first four points, Christianity is most powerful at the point of its origin. Number two, those who share the benefits of the cross must also share the burdens of the cross. As Christ gave himself for the church, we must give ourselves to the same cause. Number four, the church must take the world or the world will take the church. There's a lot of encroaching going on. We need to be so careful. But number five, the principle of conservation. The principle of conservation is ingrained in the Christian system. Just real simply, every effort we put in to serving God, there's a note made in heaven. It's not lost. You know, so many times the devil wants us to believe that our effort is in vain, that our point of consecration or our point of service or our little feeble effort, our inability to vocalize what we feel. How many of you have done that? You said something to somebody only to walk away and think, oh man, that was so bad. That was terrible. I didn't get it said right. It surely didn't come out right. Surely they took it wrong. It's probably a common thing across this group tonight. But when we do it for God's glory, we do it for His cause, it's not lost. You know what the Bible tells us? A cup of cold water in the name of a disciple is not a lost cause. A cup of cold water, just simply a cup of cold water in Christ's name, is a valuable, valuable asset to His kingdom. It's the principle of conservation. Nothing is lost that is invested in kingdom interest. The law of spiritual conservation implies that everything that is sent forth in love and in the name of Christ is not wasted. It is not wasted. The spiritual investments that have been made by an individual, whether it's prayers, whether it's tears, religious teachings, Christian influences, those things are permanently deposited on divine record. Now, it might be that the person or the individual who is the object of the concern may still go on their own way. But I believe that if we invest in them spiritually, that if nothing else, it makes it harder for them to resist the Holy Spirit. The Lord told us in Isaiah 55:11 that His word will not return unto Him void. That when we put forth an effort to express or to give His word, even though we may have a tied up tongue sometimes, stumble around and stammer, that it still is being used to accomplish what God wants it to accomplish. That we can stand firm believing that the service that is rendered according to His will or according to His word or in harmony with His word will not come to nothingness. It will go on to be effective for His glory. We may not always see the fruit of our efforts either. There are times when things will or could be done that we think have failed only for us to have no idea how successful it may have been. That's probably way more times happening that way than you knowing that it's working. So many times I've preached messages and had certain situations perhaps in mind. You know, the Lord would bring something and think, well, this is where this is going. This is where this is going to be most effective. Only to have somebody that was completely untouched by that come up and say, oh, that spoke to me so much. Are you serious? Or sometimes I've hesitated to say anything about something, thinking that I'm going to offend somebody who's not quite ready, only to find out they didn't hear it anyway. Whatever took place, they didn't hear it anyway. A couple weeks later, they heard it from somebody else and came and said, why haven't you told me this? I did, 2 weeks ago. You've never preached that. I have. You see, God works the way He wants to work. We just have to step in and fulfill the role that He wants us to fulfill. He wants us to do our part and leave the rest of it all up to Him. Conservation. What we put forward, what we sow, God can take and use it to bring an increase. What we use to water, where we go out and water somebody else's seed, then we think that, well, boy, it just isn't worth much here. But just that little bit of water, God can take and use it. So don't let the enemy get you discouraged about things that are going on or the lack of visible sign or progress. Just continue to work in the field, work sowing the seed or watering the seed or bringing others to Jesus Christ. It's ingrained in the Christian system. Nothing is lost that is invested in kingdom interest. And when we think about investments in the kingdom interest, The thought that comes to me, and let me share it with you, would it have been enough if the investment into my spiritual life had been the same amount that I invest in somebody else? Would it have been enough to bring me to Christ? Did you understand what I said? The amount of time that was invested in me, if it were the same amount that I invest in somebody else, would it have been enough to convict my heart? Would it have been enough to draw me? Would it have been effective enough? Now, I'm not talking about eloquence and ability. I'm just simply talking about being used of God. And when I think about it on that side, I wonder. When I think about how much time I might invest in some other person, or pray, or the burden, the carrying of that burden, or the tears that are shed, would it have been enough to get me, brought me in under conviction? I think that it would help us in our focus when we look at it from that standpoint and recognize that, you know, I could probably step up a little bit more and do a little bit more, to pray a little bit more, to shed those tears that come from a burden deep within. I won't go on. You're fanning, you're hot, you're tired. God's been good to us today. Let's just carry this spirit and presence home with us to rejuvenate us through this week, and remember that what we do for Christ, God is able to take it and use it. Let's just do what we can for Him. Is every heart clear this evening? Amen. Well, if I didn't get your hand moments ago, just so many to get around to everybody, but try to catch you on the way out the door. But I appreciate each one of you as well. praise God for you. Let's stand together. Trust the Lord will give you a good week in Christ. Remember, we are the light of the world. A city that is set on the hill cannot be hid. Salt of the earth. Let's season our little world that we're a part of. Praise the Lord. Brother Kenneth, would you dismiss us tonight in prayer?